This is Alan Karpik with the esteemed Mike Steele, and we worked hard to get this Zoom to happen. Mike is 67 years young today, and Mike needs no introduction, but he played for the Boilermakers on the 1974 NIT championship from the Hales from Robinson, Illinois, and played under Fred Schaus for 4 years. It's a very good period of Purdue basketball, and Mike was a key contributor to that group. Coached at East Carolina, coached at Butler. He was, I think it was GA at Purdue for a year. Is that right?
No, I went from Butler to DePaul.
Butler to DePaul, and obviously had a lot of success there as well. And Mike, first of all, happy birthday, man.
It took us long enough. I feel like I aged another year.
My son Drew, who has Down syndrome, and he's just one of the brightest. It's so incredible what he's done for us and the life he's changed. And it's just incredible, but he loves the tees. I think he got that from his mother, but he loves the tees. And he came in this morning about 5:30 saying happy birthday. And, you know, they had cards and stuff. And he started this yesterday. He said, hey, Dad, you're 70. I said, no, I'm 67, Drew. And so we're going to Waffle House today, and Waffle House, we usually go a couple times a week, and their focus, their goal is to get the food ready when they see the car pull in. They try to get the food ready before Drew, before we get settled down. They all love Drew. And
oh, yeah.
So I told Drew, I said, now, Drew, I'm 67, and you don't need to make a big deal out of it. Let's just go in, and so he's okay. So as soon as they put the food down, he stands up, and he goes, hey, everybody. My dad's 70 today. A little stinker.
Yeah.
No. But he. Yeah.
So this is the birthday tradition. But even growing up, anything in the Steele family that you do every birthday in terms of food or what your family does, what Drew, obviously Drew's got his own tradition going here, but by aging you up a little bit. But anything that you look back to your childhood and said, man, this is something cool that happened on my birthday over the years.
No, you know, Drew's birthday is December 15th. He starts December 1st, and he ends January 1st. birthday month. And, no, you know what? Like, I had a great childhood in Robinson, Illinois, and, you know, shooting hoops and whatever. But I'm a chocolate lover, and my mom would always make a chocolate sheet cake. And that wasn't anything other special. I mean, you know, other than that, like driver's license, you know, that's a big deal and stuff. Sure. But that chocolate sheet cake, yeah. And that's, we had the grandkids over last night, and we celebrated last night because my oldest son is out of town today. And so they put these little rings around together, and each ring they wrote down something about Pop-Pop. Yeah. And, you know, it was best golf cart driver, most fun in the pool, you know, nothing academic. Now that we're, you know, all these kids, like right here, there's still a lot of them are not going to school yet. So my two grandkids, they're being homeschooled because of the virus.
Yeah.
And Alan, they put me in charge of recess and lunch. That's I'm good at it. The rest of it, they're like, Pop-Pop, you know, grandma's so much smarter than you. So, yeah.
It's always good to know your place, whether it's your birthday or not.
Uh-huh.
All right. Now you're a golfer as well. And you're going to come close to shooting your age here. When is that going to happen?
Probably when I get a lot older, I guess. I don't know. No, that's a number. We got a hard golf course. That's probably, you know, Dick Satterfield be the one you need to talk to about that, because that guy can really play. He can, he's good. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I watched the game last night.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Dog it.
Yeah.
We, you know, at halftime, I'm watching the game, and when I watch it, you know, I try to watch it just as a fan, but, you know, you're always looking at stuff. And I told Sandy, I said, you know, we should be up 10, 12 points at halftime and this game would be over. And I said, if we, you know, cause we had so many turnovers in the first half, And I said, if Maryland starts making shots, playing at home, it's going to go right down to the wire. And I'll be danged if it didn't. They hit some big shots. And we had a couple bad possessions at the end. But, man, if you'd have told me that we were going to go 4-for-17 from the three and have twice as many turnovers as Maryland at Maryland and still have a chance to win the game, I'd have been pretty surprised.
Yeah, it was one of those deals. You're leading by five with what about 90 seconds left, and I still didn't feel – it was just one of those games, never felt good about it for whatever reason. And
I didn't either. And every time we'd get up 4, 5, 6 points, they'd come down and make a three. They wouldn't just make a basket. They'd make a three.
Yeah.
And every time we'd make one free throw and miss one, then they'd come down and make a shot. We just couldn't get them to where it was a two-possession game there in the last 20 seconds.
Now, when you started at Purdue, that's when freshman eligibility began, and they still played some JV at that time as well. You played with some very talented freshmen later in your career with Walter Jordan and Wayne Walls, Eugene Parker, et cetera. But Purdue's got five guys that are going to make a difference. Tell me what you think about, obviously the future looks pretty bright with this group, but it's a really interesting blend of players.
It's funny you say that because, Sat and I are really good friends, and Sat was the one Caucasian in the Soul Patrol.
Right, correct.
And, I love Eugene Parker. I got a picture of Eugene right here in my office and just loved him like a brother. And Wayne and Walter both were good players. But the advantage that the two of these guys have is, they redshirted.
Yeah.
And I went to practice last year, and, I'm just watching practice. And then the game, we go to the game that next day, and I was like, where's this Gillis and Newman? Because I thought they were really good in practice, like two of the best five players. And they said, no, they're being redshirted. And I said, well, that had to be tough for Matt to do. But in retrospect, that's a huge difference for guys. I mean, and the Ivy kid is, talking to Matt, he says he's a hard worker and he wants to be, he wants to be really good, but he's got some skills that we haven't had guys on the perimeter. I mean, as good as we've had guys. I mean, we've had some really good guys, but we haven't had a guy that can get it to the basket like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a lot of high-end potential, and I think he's got a lot of want to. You wonder sometimes, and obviously he made the big shot at Ohio State. He made several big shots last night. I mean, he really was the one that gave Purdue the working margin down the stretch. You got to like his future going down the road, and assuming he continues to get better. Tell me about Trayvon Williams, and we'll let you get back to your birthday celebration. But this is a very, very unique player and a guy that's.
I think Trayvon is, I thought, Swanigan improved so much between his sophomore and junior year. And Trayvon, to me, and I got to give the coaches a lot of credit and the strength coach, all those people, because he's getting up and down the floor. He's playing with some emotion. He seems like he's given us leadership. He's having a great season. I mean, he's almost unstoppable in the post. Yeah. And he's always been a good rebounder, but now he's snatching them like Swanigan did. He gets his hand on them. And I'll tell you, the guy didn't have a great game last night, but Eric Hunter can really defend. He can really guard. And when you've got as much pressure as he can put on the ball, it really makes it hard for teams to run their offense. But the guy also that the first time I saw Edie, I didn't know anything about Edie at all. And and the first time I saw him play, I couldn't believe it, to be quite honest. I couldn't believe it. And cause I hadn't read anything about him, didn't know anything about him. And the thing that impressed me the most, he's huge, but I said, I sent Matt a text and I said, you guys have done a fabulous job already with this kid. I said, I've never seen a kid in the last 10 years that goes right down on offense and goes right down to the block and starts posting up. And if you watch, he does it every time.
Yeah.
And Matt said, well, Steely's from Canada. He hasn't played any AAU ball. He doesn't know he's not supposed to go in the post. Yeah. He doesn't know. He doesn't have those habits. And you think about it, like the thing about that kid, the way the NBA is now, he's not going to leave early. You know, no matter how good he gets to be. And I think he, you know, he's only played, you know, and talking to the Hunter kid every once in a while, he says, coach, he's a hard worker and he's tough and he's not afraid. And, you know, if once he gets another, you know, and talking to Elliot, Coach Bloom, he said when he first got on the first day we saw him, we said, boy, he's going to be a junior senior before he gets any playing time. And in 3 weeks, they were like, look how much he's improved. So he's got a huge upside. This whole class and I don't follow it like a lot of people, but, you know, we got two guys coming in that seem like they got a chance to be really good.
Yeah, and Caleb First and Trey Kaufman, Ren, really going to be good players, everything we can tell. And certainly Brian from our staff has watched him play. All right, I want the last question. Purdue obviously had a harrowing experience on its way to Maryland. Survived it, which is the best thing of all. But in all your travels, all your years of coaching, ever have an experience anything like that on an airplane in all your travels at East Carolina or at Butler or at DePaul?
You know what? This is kind of a tough. I mean, I was with Coach Sexton. We were at Butler, and we had. Chartered, we'd played Oral Roberts, and then we chartered in and played Loyola.
Yeah.
So we play Loyola, and then we're going to charter back to Indianapolis that night after the game. And it's snowing. They got to bring the thing out to get the ice off the icing, all the stuff, and you know, it was really bad. And so I go up to the stewardess and I said, you know, we can stay here in Chicago. We don't have a game for, you know, 5 days. We can stay in Chicago tonight. I said, we don't want to take any chances. And she said, well, the pilot's a great pilot and we won't take any chances. So you don't need to worry about it. I said, how long have you been doing this? She said, 2 weeks. Well, that was the same crew in the same plane that Evansville was on.
Oh, my mercy.
8 days later. Yeah. 8 days later, that the same crew, same girl, same everything. And it took off in the fog in Evansville and, you know, all those people died.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was as close. And we ended up taking the plane and going back. But, boy, I'll tell you that I remember the name of that airline, Basler Airlines. It was that was real eye-opening. We never took another chance. If the weather was bad and you didn't have, we were, and Coach Joe was like, we'll stay another night. You know, we're not going.
Yeah. Good. It's one of those deals where it's amazing. It doesn't happen more often. In some
exactly.
Because there's so many teams that get in a hurry. And this is, this has nothing to do with Purdue's situation because I don't know any more details. I'm just saying, you always wonder with all these teams that are on deadlines to get to places, whether it be professional sports, et cetera.
Well, you know, you look at Kobe Bryant with the helicopter deal and Oklahoma State a few years ago. I mean, they had, all those small planes go down. We had about 5 years ago, we were going, well, before, probably longer than that, but we went, Skip Holtz was here and we were going to a bowl game and we left the airport and a guy in front of me is a good friend and he's a pilot. I mean, a jet pilot. And he turns to me and he says, I think we've lost our ability to turn, you know, our hydraulic system is. And I said, well, what does that mean? He said, that means it's not good.
Yeah.
And they come on, they go, we're going to go back to Kinston, which is where we took off from. And this guy goes, Mike, this could be really bad. And so you were coming down and you know, you got all the fire engines, you got all the stuff there. And, you know, I'm sitting by Drew and Sandy, and they said, you know, everybody needs to prepare for a crash, you know, for a crash landing. And luckily it was a long runway, but our brakes weren't working. We went forever.
Yeah.
Until we got about 10 yards from the woods and it stopped. And oh, yeah. Man, it was, it was scary. It was scary.
On your birthday, we're going to celebrate the fact we're alive and well and doing well. But yeah, there's always harrowing experiences. And, we so appreciate your time. Mike and I have conversations. It's my favorite conversations, and they never go for 3 minutes. They go for about an hour, which is always good. And I always learn something.
No.
And the good thing is, Mike, you've solved every problem in the world in 67 years. So I don't know, you know, from that.
No, I can tell you one problem I haven't solved. Arnie's barbecue pizza.
Yeah.
And the Arnie's Jr. If I could have one restaurant in Greenville, North Carolina, that would be it. When my oldest son and I go back to the Midwest, we go back to playing a golf tournament in Robinson. The Pizza King on the way, we stop every time on the way there and on the way back, and we eat the barbecue pizza till we can't hardly breathe.
Yeah.
When I was at school at the Beta House, we went that Arnie's Jr. and the barbecue pizza. It's the best.
Unsolicited testimonial for Brad and Liz with our friends at Arnie's, and we appreciate that. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Keep Drew in line. That's a full-time job.
All right. Look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, and we will talk once you solve how basketball is supposed to be played perfectly. You call me, and then we'll come up with some good answers.
I can tell you this that the play, and I told Matt the play that we set up, that he set up for Sasha to get the open shot against Ohio State to tie it.
Yeah,
was as good a play as you could possibly run. And then the score's tied and we get the ball back and they run a play that Ivy ends up pulling up and shooting an NBA three and he makes it. And I sent Matt, I said, the first one was great. I said, the second one, it looked to me like an audible was called. And he said, you think?
That's a beautiful thing.
It's amazing. They're so much fun to watch. It's just a shame that we can't go to the games, because I think the crowd would be just going crazy with the way Ivy can play, with the way Williams is playing, and then you throw in the big kid, I think the crowd would be in love with those guys.
No doubt. Well, we're going to look forward to hopefully in 21-22 that we'll be back to where we were, and we wish you well. Have a great rest of the day. Thank you for your perseverance and your time today and your wisdom always. And be well, and have a great rest of your day.
We'll talk in a couple weeks.
All right.